Okay, we're in Parakut Gimel in Hilchos Shechita, and we're going to finish off Hilchos Shechita and therefore Sefer Kedusha today. We left off with Halach Yud Aleph. We're dealing with Shiluach HaKain, chasing away the mother bird. So the Rambam says in Halach Yud Aleph, Haisa Rubetzetz Al Beisim, She'inan Mina, Behein Taharin, Harezim Mishalech. So let's say you have a kosher chicken that's on, well, a kosher bird that is on, resting on, or sitting on, eggs that are from a different min, different species, and they're kosher though. Areza mishalech. So if you have min A sitting on beitzim of min B, you still have to send away the mom. Vim lo shalach in a lokev. If you didn't, you wouldn't get malchus. Haisa aim trefa chayav l'shalcha. But if the mother was a trefa, right, then you would have to send the mother bird away. Lachyud beis now shalcha miksas simanim b'socha kain. Right. Let's say I shechted a little up some part of the throat area. Before I took it, chay v'shalach, I must still chase it away. If I didn't, I would still get malchus. Okay, halacha yugimol, haisa mi'ofefes. That means that rather than actually the mother bird sitting on the eggs, it's flying around over the eggs. Im knafeya nogos bekein chay v'shalach. If the wings are touching the nest, and you got to chase the mother bird away. Vim la pata mishalech. And if not, you don't have to. Haisa matlis o knafayim chotzos bein knafeya bein akein. Let's say there is something blocking the wings from touching the nest, for example. Then you have to send her away. Vim lo shalach in elokeh. But if you didn't, you wouldn't get malchus. So as you see here, we're coming up with all these interesting variables of what's considered the mother actually being on the eggs. Halach yadal. Hayu shnei sidre beitzim. Let's say you have two rows of eggs. Uknafeh nogos beseder elyon. And let's say the wings are touching the top bunch. Oshaitzor vetzetz al beitzim muzaros v'tachdeim beitzim yafos. So let's say the mother sitting on eggs that are unfertilized, and underneath them are fertilized eggs. Oshaitza im al gabeim. Let's say there is one mother sitting on another mother. Oshaitza zachar al akein v'aim al zachar. Let's say the mother bird, the male bird is on the nest, and the mother bird is sitting on the male bird. Hareza lo yikach. You shouldn't take the mother. Vim lakach, if you do, you shalach. You have to send her away. Vim lo shalach in a lokev. If you didn't, you would not get malchus. Okay, lacha tezvav. Now, haisa yosheves bena efrochim. Let's say the mother bird is sitting among the little baby chicks, o ben of eitzim, or in between the eggs. Beno nagas behen, and she doesn't touch any of them. Patam l'shalach. V'chein im haisa betzada kein. Let's say she's at the side of the nest. Ukanafen no ghost became mitzido, and it's touching the nest from the inside. Patam l'shalach. You don't have to send the mother bird away. Excuse me. Lachat ezayim. Haisa al shnei bade ilan. Right. Let's say the mother is on two branches from the tree. Vakein benan, and the nest is in between the two. Roan kol sheilu yinatlenu habadan tipa al kain chay v'shalach. So you have to work it out. Okay. If the mother fell off, then let's say it cut the branches off. Would she fall onto the nest? If cutting the branches off would cause her to fall on the nest, then you're chayv to send her away. It's as if she's over the nest. Let's say she's sitting on one chick, o ala beitza achas, or on one egg. Chayv b'shalach, you have to send her away. Hamotzei kein al panei mayim, o agabe balei chayim, chayv b'shalach. Let's say you find the nest floating in the water, for example. Or let's say the nest is on the back of a different animal. You have to send the mother bird away. Lo nermor efrochem obeitzim. The Torah uses the term, though, efrochem obeitzim, chicks and eggs. Lo nermor b'chol eitz al aretz. And it's not talking about every tree or every all the land. El shdira kasim behovim. Meaning it only uses efrochem obeitzim and land because those are the most common places you're going to find birds in their nests. Alach yudches. Now, asur l'zakos obeitzim kol zman she'ir betzis alayim. You cannot take the eggs as long as the mother is resting on them. Therefore, let's say the mother is sitting on the eggs and the chicks, and they're in the in the birdhouse. Okay, you can't take them. Okay, they're not considered roy from the take, meaning not capable. Just like he can't acquire, so to speak, those eggs, right, on behalf of somebody else until he chases the mother away, so too, the chatzer can't acquire them. I mean, they're not considered, so to speak, found and therefore they're still considered wild, and he must send the mother away. Halacha yates. Now, aser litzol emahal banim. Okay, you can't take the mother with the children. V'afilu tarav anes mitzvah she mitzvah. Even to use them for a situation of tzaras, okay, which we'll get to much later on. But basically, there was a bird was brought as a korban for a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah. You can't do that. If you do, you have to send the mother bird away. And if not, you still get makos. Why is she'in asay dochel lo sase v'asay? Because a positive commandment can push aside a negative and positive commandment. And also, v'asay lo asa v'lo asay doch asay. And one positive can supersede another positive commandment. Okay, hamakdish of lebedek abayis. Okay, let's say a person goes ahead and he consecrates a chicken for use in the base of Mikdash. Uparach miado. And what happens? It flies away from his hand. Vrehu makiro, but he sees it. Umatzo robates alef rokim, obates him. And when he finds the animal again, he recognizes it, but this time it's sitting on the eggs. Lokeach hakol umevin lidei gizbar. So what do you have to do? You have to bring the entire thing and leave it by the accountant at the base of Mikdash. Shein shiluach eim noag b'mukdashim. Because you can't send the mother bird away. The mitzvah of shiluach hakein doesn't apply to things that are set aside for use in the Mikdash. Shenemar ves habanim tikach lach ve'lo ein hashocha. Because it says, and you should take the children for yourself, and these aren't yours. And finally, lacha chavalef of shaharag as a nefesh. It's interesting, lacha. If a bird kills a person, pata mishaleach, you are not obligated then to send the bird away. Meshu mitzuba lavi lebezin ladonosa. Because you must bring the bird to Bezin for it to be judged, so to speak. Okay, last parak of shechita parak yudalet. This is going to deal with the mitzvah of kisui dam. Okay, kisui dam, as Ram is going to explain in a second, has to do with after you shecht an animal, and there's obviously blood that falls on the ground, you must cover up that blood. So all the halachas relating to kisui dam will be in this parak. So halacha alef, mitzvah saseh lechasos dam shechitas chayat Torah of Torah. It's a positive commandment to cover up the blood from a shechita of either a kosher animal, like say cow or a kosher bird. Shneimar asher yatsud seid chaya o'of asher yachel v'shafach es demo v'chiso be'afar. Levika chayv levar kodem sheyichase. That's why you have to say the following bracha before you cover it. Baruch atah Hashem rechim v'chalam asher yishav zvanu al kisui hadam. Okay. Halacha beis. Kisui hadam noeg b'mezuman v'shein b'mezuman. Okay. So it doesn't matter where I find the animal, whether it's in the wild or not. I got to do kisui dam. Lo nermar sher yatsud al bahobe. It's only talking about capturing animals because that's the common situation. But no yibichulim alone mukdashin. Kisui dam only applies to non-hektish animals. But animals that are in the base of Mikdash, you won't do kisui dam to. We know this, for instance, by korbanos. You don't have to do kisui dam after you shak the korban. Bein kachem is back, bein kachem ben kabayis. Doesn't matter what the kachem is set aside for. Vim avar v'shachtan, and if you did, eno chai l'chasos is dama. Okay, if the situation was where you shechted such an animal you're not supposed to, you still would not have to do a kisui dam. Lacha gemol shachet chayev oof. Let's say a person shechted a wild animal, v'achlach hikdishon, and then made it hektish for the mikdash. Well, hikdish is a dam. Well, let's say afterwards he went ahead and said the dam is now set aside for the Beit Hamikdash. Chayev l'chasos, he would have to go ahead and do kisui dam. Lacha dalet kilayim abam b'behema b'chaya. Okay, so let's say there is an animal that is that emerges through a hybrid because one min slept with another min. Or I come across an animal that I'm unsure whether it is domesticated or wild. I have to do kisui dam, but I do not have to make a brach on it. Let's say I shecht an animal for the sake of someone sick on Shabbos. I got to cover the blood after Shabbos. So too, let's say I shecht a hybrid animal, for example, on Yantov, mechasa dam alacha Yantov. I'd have to cover the blood after Yantov. Yalacha hey hashochet ofos, excuse me, umine chaya b'makom echad. Let's say I shecht many chickens or chayas in one place. Mevarak bracha achas achulan. I make one bracha of kisui dam and then one b'kisui echad achulan, one kisui for all of them. Yalacha vav. Dam shenisar b'mayim. Let's say blood becomes mixed with water. Let's say I shecht it over a puddle and blood gets into it. Imish b'mar adam. If I can still see the color of blood, chay l'chasos v'imla pater. So if there's still the appearance of blood, then I have to cover it and not pater. Nisar b'yayin obedam behema. Let's say the blood gets mixed up with wine or with, let's say, a domesticated animal. Rono son ki ilohe mayim. Look at them as if they're water. Im efshar shayir emar adam. It's simple. If it was, if the wine's mixed with it, I treat it like water. And therefore, if it looks like, meaning if there, if had this blood been in water, I wouldn't have seen the blood. Then we treat the wine the same way. And so you have to do like a measurement in a water cup. And if with water, and if I would see blood, if water would be mixed with it, then this mixture of wine and blood would be problematic. Or meaning, excuse me, would require a kisui dam. Halacha zayin. Now it's a very famous halacha, kiso v'niskala. Let's say I cover it and then it becomes uncovered. I don't have to go back and cover it again. Kisuso haruach, but let's say the ruach covers it. All right, we'll see what you have to cover it with in a second. Then I would not have to cover it. But let's say I covered it, all right, and then it became, what do you call it? Let's say it was covered and then uncovered by the wind, right? Then I have to cover it, okay? Very famous, problematic halacha. Halacha ches. Okay, dam hanites v'shala sakin. Okay, so let's say, what do you call it? Let's say the only blood that came out is blood that kind of, that came out of the animal after shlita, just like a little bit squirted out, and there was that which is on the knife. If the only blood I have, for instance, is let's say a little bit of blood that came out or any blood that's on the knife, I would still have to do kisui dam on that. Let's say I shech the animal and the blood gets absorbed into the ground. If I can see it, if I can see the mark of the blood on the ground, I got to do kisui. If not, I raise a kamisha kisiso aruach upatum lechasos. But if I can't see any evidence of the blood on the ground, it's as if the wind came along and covered it up, and therefore I would not have to do a separate act of kisui. I only have to do kisui hadam to animals that are shechted that I could eat the animal after shlita. Shenemar asher ye achel. Therefore, for example, if I shecht an animal and I see its treif, which means I can't eat it. I shecht a non-hektish animal in the base of Mikdash. Or I shecht an animal that was that's going to be killed by skila. Or I shecht an animal and becomes the veil in my hand. I don't have to go ahead and do kisui dam.
If let's say, for instance, a katan shechts an animal, right? Then, which again, they're not roy to do the shechita. I am not chayv to go ahead and cover up the blood from that shechita.
Now, what do we do kisui dam with? So we cover it with what? Besid, uvegosis, bezevel dak, uvechol dak. Okay, so you, as you'll see, what these things share in common is that they're going to be very fine. Okay, so for instance, I can use earth, well, obviously earth, okay? But I can use things like fine sand, she'ena yotzer tzarach l'chosha, that I don't have to crush these things at all, v'shchichas avanim, v'charishim, v'nora shalpishnan, daka, v'nusoros harashim daka, v'lvina, v'charasis, v'gufa, shekatsha. So these are all different examples of like little fine dust and bricks and all sorts of little tiny things, okay? Shekol elu min offerhain, because these are all considered to be quote unquote offer, meaning earth. Avim kafal of kli, but if I cover up the blood with a vessel, oki sub of one, let's say I put big rocks over the blood, ain zo kisu shenemar b'afor. That's not considered covering the blood because I need earth. Okay, therefore, lachy beis, avikach im b'chasim b'zevel gas. Again, notice it's going from dak, which is very tiny and small, to gas, which is large, of course. So I can't use zevel gas, b'chol gas. I can't use, for instance, sand that's very thick, okay? Visovin or Morson, which chikas kli matachos, all right? Levisha elo ein, a she'ein elo min ofar. Like, for instance, I can't use metal fillings, okay? Chutz, mishachikas azab levad, but I can use, which is interesting, gold fillings. Shemechasim ahem, v'meshe nikra ofar, because it happens to be in Eov, these are called ofar. Shenemar v'afar azab lo, v'omra ada shedak le'afar, okay? So gold can have the property of being considered small enough, like dirt. Okay, lachid gimel v'chasim b'shichor. Okay, you're allowed to go ahead and use v'hu piach kifshan, the soot you get from ovens. Uvekochal, right? You can use what they call it, ashes. Uvenikras psilim of afer ben afer eitzim ben afer begadim. You use all sorts of ashes from things that are burnt. I feel the afer basa shenisraf, even ashes from meat. Shrei kasuv me'afar srifas achatas. Umutu lachasus b'afar irnidachas. I can even use dirt from an ear nidachas, that's an ear that has all of the avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be destroyed, I can use the earth in that city as well. Okay, Halacha Yudalid, Hashochet Tzarech Litin Afra Lamata. So when you shecht it, the earth must be below it, below the blood. Barachach Yishkopo, and then I shecht. Barachach Yichasib Afar. So there's blood, and then I cover it with dirt. Avalu Yishkopo Kli Yichasib Afar. But I should not shecht an animal into a Kli, okay, right, and then cover that with earth. It has to be onto the ground. Halacha Tezvav, and we should shafat who Yichasib. Right? Whoever shechts it is the one who covers it. Shnemar v'chiso be'afar. V'imlochiso, but let's say the guy didn't cover it, v'ro acher, and someone else saw it, chay v'chasos, he would have to cover it. Shizum mitzvah v'nei atzma, because this is a mitzvah in and of itself. V'enet tzlui v'shochet levad. It's not only dependent on the shochet. Someone else could do kisui dam on the animal, even if he didn't shecht it. And finally, halacha tezayin. U'kushem echase, when you cover it, lo yichase v'ragla v'l'v'yato. You can't use your foot. Rather, you use your hand, or a sucking, or a knife, or a kli, or some other thing. Kedeshel yinog bo minog bizayak. If you use your feet, it's like denigrating. The mitzvahs bezuyos alav, and then mitzvahs will be like denigrated to you. Sheina kabel da'atzman shal mitzvahs alamisha tziva behen baruchu. Okay, again, always ending with philosophy. So the mitzvahs in and on themselves are not things that are worthy of kavod. V'tzilano milimashesh b'choshech v'aruchu son aner liyasher ma'akshim v'or lohoros b'tzivos yosher. Because God, what did he do? He saved us from walking around blindly in the dark and gave us the light to show us the right way to go. That's why he quotes Tehillim by saying that God's words are like a lamp for us. Okay, so that's what he ends off Hilchos Shchita. Okay, this ends Sefer Kedusha. We'll start Sefer Haflah tomorrow and specifically Shavuos.